Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, so let me scrape him up off the floor. He's been working round the clock, morning, noon, and night. Why? Because they're the number one source when it comes to Medicare. I've been promoting them all day, been talking about them all week. And yes, today is the day. It's that gift that keeps on giving during the enrollment period, which will be underway now through December 7th. We open the phones up. Anything that you need to know. The donut hole, we talked about that. The Inflation Reduction Act. We've talked about why don't I get a gym membership this year as opposed to last year? How about my dental and eye, all that coverage? Is it going to get better, stay the same? Prescription drug costs, Advantage plan or not? Is this a five-star plan? Who's better, this person or that person? What do I do? This is what you do. You pick up the phone right now. You make the call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. Sean Horn is here. Metropolitan Window video screen, streaming live. You can hear it and see him answer all these calls. If you don't call in, that'll help you get some information that you need as well. If you are in the midst of turning 65 or you are 65 during this open enrollment period, but something we advise, especially this year because of all of the things that are happening, you need to revisit your plan. Never a charge for their services. So you can call us, 866-391-1020, and then you can call them, 888-818-6334, and set up an appointment. We've got advisors standing by till noon, as we do throughout the calendar year. There is never a charge for an appointment with the folks at MediConnect. So all hands on deck. Give us a call, 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. We are taking all of your Medicare questions right now. So have you caught your breath?
A little bit.
I tried to give you a little extra
Thank
time
you.
There.
I noticed that.
But you understand, as tough as this is, the reason that you get so many calls, because you are the most trusted at what you do, and you are the face of this generation, meaning mine, and those who are about to step into that 65 and over category. You are a treasure, MediConnect.
Well, we appreciate the kind words, and we certainly do our best. You know, no company that serves the public is perfect. But I will say, you know, we hit a pretty cool footnote here and pretty proud of this accomplishment, where this week we went over 1,500 five-star reviews on Google, which...
Impressive.
It is. I mean, when you think about it, Rob, in this day and age especially, you know, oftentimes you're going to see reviews left whenever you're... you know, you're unhappy with something and you want to make the public aware of, hey, this is how I was treated there. And the fact that, you know, we're kind of coming up on some pretty big numbers here on the digital side. And again, not everybody who's happy is going to leave, a review. So they're just, hey, thanks for taking care of me. And they're on with their day. Totally understandable. You know, you're already inundated, overwhelmed with Medicare to begin with. Last thing you want to do is think about it even further once you got it handled. I get that. But the fact that we hit such a big number online we're very proud of that. The number is cool. The words behind these reviews are even better, quite honestly, because it really shows that we're making a mark in this industry where, you know, our adage for the last few years has always been Medicare made simple. We want to take a complex subject and break it down in simple terms so that we can bring you into the discussion and you have power in the decision with what's happening in your healthcare. I mean, that's really what we strive to do every single day for every consumer that we come across. And again, I think we're meeting that moment. I'll tell you now, this week, I did events in Lawrenceville, in Washington, I was in Swickley. I was somewhere else too. I can't even keep up anymore. The last few weeks have been chaos as far as getting good information into the marketplace.
But let me just say, this is why you're so good at what you do and why people care about you. In this time, mm-hmm. that is the busiest time of the year, which the phones ring as soon as you hang up,
mm-hmm.
you could just be basically stationed in your headquarters and never leave that place and order pizza day in and day out and see your loved ones very little. And it would be easier on all of you, but you still feel the need to go out and meet people where they live. And to me, that's a testament of MediConnect.
Well, and again, thank you for saying that, because really what our goal and our mission, this is a legacy project for me and for the majority of my team, where we feel like we're making a difference in the way that the consumers are able to conceptualize Medicare. Because I heard it time and time again this week when I was out giving presentations, nobody does this. Nobody is out there trying to educate us where in our neighborhoods and where we live and where we shop and you know, really function as a society. You know, we have to go online and get this information. To talk to a real person who knows this stuff, it feels good, you know? So the fact that I heard that no less than three times this week, where thank you for bringing this to our doorstep and making sure that we're aware of all the changes that are going on, because reading that Medicare and You booklet that's 140 pages, roughly, and I know this stuff forwards and back. I've been doing this now for 16 years. I could tell you, when I open up that Medicare and You booklet, I have a migraine within 8 pages because they don't make it simple. And that's the government's only thing that they give you on a yearly basis. As far as I've been doing this, that's all you got from the government. And then after that, you get all of this information from the insurance companies as far as all the highlights of their plans from their marketing pieces. But they don't tell you about the bad stuff in their plan. What we do at MediConnect is we tell you the good, the bad, the indifferent, so that you can plan, so that everything that you built up for all your life, your retirement savings and your money that you have in your checking account, your Social Security, it's not overwhelmingly tapped into should you have a illness or an injury, because that is really our mindset. You have worked your entire life to get here. You don't want a bad diagnosis or a slip and fall or anything like that to pull away at everything you have worked to achieve. And again, with Medicare, there are still ways to thrive. Have things changed this year going into January 2026? Are we like noticing things that are more people should be paying attention to? Absolutely. But I will tell you that, again, the information is right there at your fingertips and oftentimes in your neighborhood where we're coming to you. And speaking of that, Rob, last time I was here, I didn't do a good enough job talking about this, but we are, amidst all this craziness, we are still doing seminars. So if you're near and dear to these locations, especially you folks up in Beaver, we're going to be coming to your neighborhood a couple times in the next few weeks here. So November 4th, you know, right across the street from where you're at, Rob, we're going to be at the Holiday Inn Express in Monaca. Again, that's November 4th. November 11th, we're going to be at Green Tree at the Holiday Inn Express right off the exit coming off the parkway. And then we're back in Beaver one more time, November 12th. We're coming to the Beaver Pool House, a new location up there. We're very excited to check that out.
Wow.
Yeah, so again, if you're in Beaver or if you're near and dear to the Pittsburgh market, the Green Tree location is easy to get to. If you need this information, how does Medicare work? Do I need to enroll? What are some of the pitfalls I need to plan for? How do I make sure my coverage is comprehensive? If you need any of that information, we are coming to you. Come and check us out. You can go to MediConnectInsurance.com, click on the seminars tab to register, or you can call in to 888-818-6334. And if you have any questions that you want to talk about in your individual situation, we do have the live advisor standing by until noon to answer those questions as well. Although, again, as Rob said, he is not lying to you when we say this. The phones are ringing, so please give us a little patience. We are excited to work with you and help you. It's just we're a little underwater right now.
Yeah, so what you need to do is to keep their head above water. You got to keep them a little busy so they stay afloat. Keep them moving. Keep them moving this time of year because they are ready to take care of everything that you need in the way of whatever that question may be. But this is what's so great about this hour, and this is prime time, prime real estate for a Saturday morning, 9 o'clock hour. People have been up, had a little breakfast, kind of starting to move around, maybe just sitting at the table, starting to enjoy breakfast or that second cup of coffee, got the radio within an earshot, or maybe you're listening to us at a YouTube channel or the Metropolitan Window video screen. But you got a question. You're talking back and forth, your significant other. Maybe you got some friends you're sitting and talking because you're all in the midst of that whole renegotiating your current benefits, or signing up for the first time. You can call us right now with any question, A to Z, Z to A, in the way of Medicare, prescription drug prices, hospital co-pays, doctor visits, physical therapy. What's the best plan for me? More importantly, can I get better benefits and maybe save a little bit of money? Because every little bit counts. Whatever is on your mind, don't let this hour slip away. No one, right smack dab in the middle of enrollment, gives you a full hour on radio that you can interact, voice your opinion, and get questions answered other than MediConnect. And we have live advisors standing by until noon. We do that throughout the calendar year on the show. And if you want to get an appointment right now to sit down with them in person, never a charge for their services. 888-818-6334. All of our lines are open. Any question about Medicare is open for discussion. 866-391-1020. Call now. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Your source for the AccuWeather forecast. Hear it on News Radio KDKA.
The weather may be getting cold, but the savings are heating up at Coons Market. Isn't that right, Frank Dentisi?
Right, Rob. Save with your Coons Reward Card. All natural whole pork tenderloins, $2.49 a pound. California Red Sealess Grapes, 99 cents a pound. And selective varieties of Pillsbury Crescent Cinnamon Rolls or Grands Biscuits, 4 to 10.2-ounce packages, 4 for $5. Additional savings in our meat department. All natural boneless skinless chicken breasts or breast tenders are $2.99 a pound. And fresh catfish fillets are $10.99 a pound. In the produce department, extra large golden ripe pineapples, $2.99 each. Haas variety avocados are 3 for $2. And in our deli department, Salins honey maple or smokehouse ham is $7.99 a pound. And this week, selective varieties of Progresso protein or vegetable classic soups, 18 and 19 ounce cans, 2 for $3.
So get in on these hot savings underway now at Coons Market. Coons Market, your neighborhood grocer. Coons Market, a Pittsburgh tradition.
Listen to KDKA Radio on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're going to get right to the phone, so don't mess around. This is an hour of Medicare Power, a chance for you to call in and get all of your questions answered. Here's Rudy in Gibsonia on KDKA for Sean Horn. Go ahead, Rude.
Good morning. I don't have a question, but I'd like to share something that I've been watching. I'm in my 70s. And around this time of the year, you see a lot of solicitation for different insurances. What a lot of people, especially elderly people, if they're not careful, some of these solicitations will say they'll save you a lot of money on how much your monthly premium would be, or they would be taking out of your Social Security check. But little do people realize that sometimes what happens is some of these insurances that they're offering, just to get to a hospital is very far away, or the doctors that you may have are non-participants. So they should be very careful and aware of when they're switching or thinking about switching insurance companies.
Rudy, I could not thank you enough for saying that. In fact, I would offer you a job right now if you weren't probably already enjoying retirement, because
I've been enjoying it since I was 55.
Well, good for you, my friend. I hope to live like you one day, but I'll say this much. What you say is so powerful and so true. And let me actually take it one step further for you, where something that people need to understand is with that information you're getting, you're right, you're getting overwhelmed with a lot of information in the mail. And when you make that phone call to that 800 number, or when you click that link online to learn more about that, what you're effectively doing is you're opening up what's called your permission to contact. Because in the Medicare industry, I'm not sure if many people on air right now listening know this, in Medicare, it is illegal to cold call. So why that is so important, and again, Rudy, thank you so much for saying this, because when you make that phone call, you click that link, you are opening up your permission to contact. And a lot of times when you do that, You're basically selling your information to a data miner. And from there, what they do with that information is they sell it to other insurance agencies around the country to basically just call you incessantly until you answer or you get sick of it. So again, your points are very valid. But it even goes a step further where, you know, your phone is ringing a lot right now and your email is blowing up and everything, your Facebook feed, all of it, all because
you
might
mention that because I wasn't aware of that either.
Yeah. So you're clicking a link and you're doing all this and that's opening up the permission. You don't want to do that. So anytime you're inquiring about your insurance concerns, you want to vet out who you're calling. And make sure that that number is exactly who you want to be in contact with. Because, again, these marketing pieces that you're getting, they're very vague. They look governmental, which is on purpose, but they're not. And then when you make that phone call in, it just the floodgates open. So you don't want that. Great point.
You cannot be careful enough.
I agree with you totally. And I will also say that if you feel, this is, again, another great point for the listeners, if you feel like you were being cold called, and you did not make initial contact, again, that is illegal. You can contact the DA to get involved in those types of matters. So please protect yourself, because we are also seeing where people are enrolling in plans unknowingly with other agencies. So like they'll call and they're like, what the heck happened? I just lost my coverage. I'm getting this new packet. So thank you a million times over for bringing it up. And again, you're right. They're going to put you into a network where your hospital, your doctor is very far away, and it's making things more inconvenient. Know who you're working with.
All right. Again, this is a great hour right in the middle of the enrollment period to call in and get all of your questions answered or make a suggestion, do anything. Phones will get busy, so don't hesitate. 866-391-1020. Let's go to Cliff on KDKA. Hey, Cliff.
Hi. How you doing? I have a question. It's not for me. It's for my brother. He has Alzheimer's disease, and he is in a home, a memory care home. Mm-hmm. And I was just wondering, what is the best plan for him, a person that's on that has Alzheimer's that's living in a home?
I mean, so Lance said it best not long ago. It was kind of reverberating online, and I'll kind of echo that sentiment where even in a case where people were dealing with memory care issues and cognitive, there's still no such thing as a best plan. What it's going to come down to for your brother and every other listener, and regardless of condition, is what medications are you taking? What doctors are you seeing? Let's understand what your goals are with your health care, because based off of his medications especially, because we're seeing so much movement there going into January of 2026, that is going to be a big tell on how you might be able to get the most advantageous coverage for his needs. So although I will say, and it's probably worth looking into as well, there are what are called institutionalized plans as well. And don't take that term too seriously. It basically means you're in skilled nursing. So if you're in that type of situation and in that condition, there are plans that cater to you a little bit more that you might want to take a look at. But honestly, there are many plans on the market that will still, again, cater to people who are like your brother that might need a little bit more advanced care based off their condition. So it's really going to come down to his medications, his doctors. And then how is he going to the hospital a lot? Is he going to see specialists a lot? Like, well, how is he staying on top of his health? Whatever that might look like, we want to try to do what we can to bring those costs as low as we can while working with his prescriptions and his doctors. So I don't mean to be vague when I give that to you, and I'm so sorry, but it's a pretty broad question to just paintbrush it. I want to make sure that we're dialed into his unique needs.
Okay, he's on like a silver plan, but I've heard a lot about Plan N and Plan G. Would they be better, maybe?
So they could be better, but here's where we may fall into an issue. Unless he's dealing with his initial enrollment period, meaning he's getting on a Medicare for the first time, in order to get on a Plan G or a Plan N, which is a Medicare supplement, he's going to have to go through medical underwriting. And with the cognitive questions that they do ask, I don't believe he's going to be able to get approved for a Plan G or a Plan N unless we're in an initial enrollment period. In that case, there might be some things that we can do for you for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your time, and thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. Thank you, and good morning. And, of course, any questions you have related to that, I know that it's a burden. That might be a strong word. It's a handful, especially if you're not living in this daily like we are. We do this all day, every day. It's the only thing we do is individual health insurance. So, you know, we're not involved in financial planning. We don't do life insurance policies. We don't do any of that stuff. We just do healthcare. So why that's important, you know, and how we plug in is we want to make sure that we try to relieve, and excuse me for saying this word again, we want to relieve that burden, especially if you're not living in this daily, so that you know that your brother is well taken care of for the conditions that he's facing. So if you'd be if you want to, by all means, again, a live advisor still sitting by the phones right now, 888-818-6334.
So, you know, we talk about Eliquis and those specific drugs, but there are also people who have specific needs. And, you know, obviously Alzheimer's is one of them.
Yeah.
Dementia. So all of this stuff plays in. And if you're the advocate, the caregiver, we want you to understand that you too can make an appointment, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and we do that quite often. In fact, when I was doing the presentation in Lawrenceville, this is funny. Well, not really, but it's kind of cataclysmic to what we're dealing with right now, which is a gentleman who was in attendance, used to be a agent himself, got out of the business because he himself said, and he's right, you know, this used to be about helping people. And it's not from the insurance level anymore. It's about profits, quite honestly. So from that perspective, he's like, I got out of it, although I know my dad needs help. Can you please come meet with my dad and I so that I can make sure that he's in the proper situation from his healthcare, you know, relative to his scenario. So we're meeting with them in the next couple of weeks here to determine, you know, what is the best pathway forward to make sure that he's, you know, keeping his costs in check while also exploring those comprehensive benefits. So again, in that scenario, 888-818-6334, if you're a caregiver, you yourself need the help, we'd love to be of service to you. All I ask is just for a little patience, as our schedules are pretty full, but we do have the desire and want to work with you and help you navigate all of this. So again, and I do also want to say, because I know we haven't touched on it very much over the last few weeks, and we do apologize, just trust us, our bandwidth is pulled in every direction. I know we haven't done the trivia. We're not getting away from it in totality. We're just waiting until we get through the end of the enrollment period, simply because Lance and I don't have the mindset right now to be looking up trivia questions. So just bear with us. They will return. We want to provide those gifts for the trivia winners. Just right now, we're you know, trying to manage in the moment with every person who's calling us right now and helping them achieve the healthcare that they need. And again, we're happy to help, and we're going to get back into those. Just please be patient.
We're not being trivial about the trivia.
We're not.
All right. Stay with us. Hey, this is your chance. Anything about Medicare, open enrollment underway, give us a call. We got lines wide open. We want to hear from you. A couple of great calls to begin. We'd love to have many more until 10. 866-391-1020.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, being the annual enrollment is here, we have kind of dedicated our show today and for shows and with the weeks ahead, right through that December 7th end date, an opportunity for you to phone in with any Medicare question you have. Whatever's on your mind, call us. Don't let this golden opportunity slip through your fingers. Linda Greensburg for Sean Horn, MediConnect, the Inside Connection, your Pratt Pack, KDK. Good morning, Linda.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate this program. It's very informative. I just wish I would have tuned in a lot, many, many years sooner, because I'm 68, and my biggest concern is is I might need to be in a nursing home somewhere sometime, and I did not say, I wasn't conscientious of this about until just two or three years ago, and I feel like I haven't done anything, and I'm just learning about it too late. So what would you advise somebody who, in my situation, because I'm a fall risk, and if I have another fall, I could end up completely gone.
I totally understand, and I'm sorry about that, Linda, and you know, we would love to help you in any way that we possibly can. So the first thing I want to tell you is, please understand, you're in the majority, you're not in the minority. And what I mean by that is, very few people do any sort of planning relative to nursing home care before they need it. So please understand that first. And the reason why that And the reason why that is because there's a big factor involved. And if you'll let me expand on that for just a moment. So long-term care insurance used to be the way to combat that. And to a degree, it still is. I have, you know, working knowledge inside our industry where, unfortunately, what has happened over time with long-term care insurance, first off, if you have a policy from 10, 15 years ago, if you're listening in this audience right now and you have one of those types of policies, never let it go. And the reason why I say that is because the actuary the statistician and the people who built those plans, they made major mistakes with those plans where they didn't quote them out correctly relative to the claim dollars they were going to pay out. So many of those policies are gold comparative. Now, I know they get expensive and more costly every year, but quite honestly, for the coverage you get, and it's a contract, so for the coverage you get, it's phenomenal coverage. However, most people that we assist, Linda, do not have long-term care policies. And the reason why is because, you know, the best time to start planning for those, honestly, is when you're in your 40s and your 50s. Usually when you're in your 60s and older, it is really hard to qualify for that insurance. And the reason why is because you're now of the age bracket where you're probably going to need it sooner rather than later. These insurance companies want to bring in premium dollars for many, many years prior to having to pay out claim dollars on this type of coverage. So when they underwrite you, they want to make sure you are very, very healthy, like an Olympian, especially when you're in your 60s. Like, they want to know that they have they're going to have a run of a few years of you paying an elevated premium before they're going to pay out a claim dollar. So knowing that, I want to tell you once again, you're not in a situation where you're without options. So we work, not that this is really something that MediConnect can guide and advise on. However, I have plenty of partnerships that can assist you with this. There are ways that you can kind of protect what you have worked your entire life for, while also, if you fall into a situation where you go into a nursing home, you're not going to be everything you work for, you're going to lose it. So if you would like that guidance and advice, what I would recommend, call into our company. Again, I personally have built these relationships out. Call into our company, and I'll give you that phone number again. It's 888-818-6334. Yeah, I'll say it again. I'm so sorry. So it's 888-818-6334. And when you call in, say, I specifically want to talk to Sean Horn. That's me.
Okay.
And at that time, what I will do, I'll have a phone conversation with you, and I will get you in contact with some of those partners who could help protect what you've worked your whole life for if, unfortunately, you have another fall, which I will keep my fingers and toes crossed that that never happens. But you just want to be protected regardless, because, again, I'm of the long belief that just because you have an illness or an injury or a fall or whatever it might be, you should not lose everything you've worked your life for. So there are ways that you can protect yourself, and we'll explore those options for you.
I really appreciate your information, and I do plan on calling you in the near future because, like I said, I'm at a fall risk. I'm underweight from my age, which is unfortunate. I've never taken on a diet to lose weight, and I still lack of pounds. And I'm just concerned, okay, if they need the whole Social Security check, that's one thing. I'm just hoping that I'm not giving the big N-O, like, no,
yeah,
too bad.
Yeah, I totally understand where you're coming from. And listen, your situation is near and dear to my heart, especially. I've talked on this radio show a couple times over the last 8 months or so. My mom is in a similar situation as to what you're dealing with right now. Her, she's very underweight. She's fallen a couple times. Believe me when I tell you, I want you to be taken care of as though you're my mom. So this situation and what your concerns are, again, they ring very loud in my ear. And I want to make sure that we're here to get you connected to a partner who can help you even more fully.
Well, I thank you so very much for your time and your info, and have a blessed day.
You do the same, dear. Look forward to talking to you soon.
You know, one of the things that we are both such proponents of are helping people that need help. And, you know, you hear what's happening with the government shutdown, the SNAP program. That had me literally up at night worrying about people. 2 million in Pennsylvania, 42 million across the country. And, you know, just like I said on my radio show, when you have a refrigerator full of food, sadly, a lot of people don't realize what people are going through. Hardworking, honest, everyday, law-abiding taxpayer citizens. But then this show, which I love about you and what you just said to her, treating her like she's your own mother, because these people are all extended family members, radio family, clients, people you meet along the way. You're out doing these seminars. People need to understand these benefits for people that call, set up appointments, go spend time with MediConnect. This is like their life we're talking about, not just about staying healthy, which we all hope and pray for, but the bottom line when it comes to money, what you're putting out and what's coming in on that fixed income. So this is very important. And just like I said about people having food, if you're listening and you've got good health care and you're set and you're driving around and you're in that age where you're growing, you know, your family and your job portfolio, a lot of this stuff may be oblivious to you, but someday you will find out. This is important stuff. This is the matter of life and being able to live comfortably as opposed to struggling every day. And healthcare is the biggest thing, especially somebody who reaches 65 and over, that they have to deal with every day, because more times than not, they're going to get sick because chronologically they're getting older. But you got to have money in your pocket and you got to have good Medicare and healthcare.
I mean, you make a great point there. And I'll even expand on that where, you know, I understand that Medicare is not the sexiest headline, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are more plugged into what's happening in the financial markets. They don't want to lose money, especially now when you're at the point where you're trying to live off of it. So I get it, right? Like, I totally understand why that is your biggest concern oftentimes, but healthcare is usually the thing that you touch the most in your retirement portfolio. And one mistake there, I hate to sound like, you know, an alarmist here, but one mistake in your healthcare planning can cost you all of the other stuff that you've worked your life to accumulate. So what we want to try to do to the best of our ability, again, are we perfect? No company is, but we're going to give our absolute all to looking into every resource imaginable so that you can thrive in this environment. And I still will tell you, there are ways you can do that. It's becoming harder to find because, Rob, there's 83 Medicare plans in our market. 83. And by the way, they're all mailing to our listeners all the time. The mailbox is overflowing. You don't know what to trust, where you should call.
Here's what else, because I'm getting them all.
Yeah.
They disguise some of this stuff.
For sure.
And then you have to open it up anyway, and you're like reading. Then all of a sudden you realize, oh, come on.
Yeah.
You know, you've just taken 10 minutes of my day that I don't really have to give.
And when you made that noise, which everyone in our audience can resonate with, that takes you one step further away from actually taking action, which is what the insurance companies want. They don't want you comparing your options. They want you to stay on the plan that you have as long as you possibly can, because in time, they'll be able to adjust those benefits to where they're profiting more than they're giving you in benefits.
All right, we're going to take a break. Don't forget MediConnectInsurance.com for everything. And you can call and set up an appointment, no charge for their services. They're standing by now until noon, 888-818-6334. Had a lot of good calls today. We got one more segment. So if you've been on the fence, you have a question you want to answer, hey, All questions are welcome. Give us a call, 866-391-1020. And again, moving forward through this enrollment period, right up until the finish line, December 7th, every week on the show that is the Inside Connection, we'll give you a chance to get questions answered in real time. Don't miss this opportunity. It is 866-391-1020, and we do have some lines available, 866-391-1020.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, down to our final few minutes. If you have a question, 866-391-1020. So here we are, already November. Seems like we were just talking about day one. So it will go by fast. Somebody right now thinking, should I or shouldn't I? And the same people that say, oh, when they open the mail, maybe not just signing up for the first time, but open it up and go, this is why I don't want anything to do with this again. I don't want to revisit. I don't want to look. I don't want to go through it anymore. That mailing that you get every day should make you want to go to MediConnect and revisit, because that means everybody's throwing stuff out at you. So there's a lot of movement in the marketplace and in the world, in the United States, when it comes to Medicare. Now, more so than ever, first time people signing up is great, but everybody should review their current benefits.
I strongly advocate for everybody to look at their options every year. It's the only way that we can keep this market honest. And that really is what it comes down to. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Kaiser Family Foundation, which is a mega data conglomerate in the Medicare space, but they do great work. They released an article a few years back that still reigns true, where 70% of Medicare beneficiaries who are 70 years of age and older do not compare their benefits. In fact, I'm going to be doing an event in Squirrel Hill this week at the JCC, where it's a senior expo, and people are going to be coming up to my table to take in all of our free stuff. And then when I ask them, hey, do you need help with your Medicare insurance? Nah, I'm good. That's what the insurance companies want. And they make it harder so that you fall into that lull a lot easier and you remain complacent. This is not the industry to just let things roll. I hate to say it that way, but we want to make sure you're thriving annually. Because if your needs aren't changing, one thing I can guarantee you is Medicare is changing every single year. And your plan is affected by those changes.
All right, you got some people, as always. Again, when the show ends, you can still call because they're there till noon. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334. Here's Mary in Washington, PA for Sean Horn. Hey, Mary.
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was going to be on the radio.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I'm looking at this UPMC plan. Like, I went to a seminar the other day, and a guy was explaining it, I have two questions. One of my questions is, and I should say that we're in the initial stages of like applying for Social Security. My husband got his cards. I'm applying. They said I couldn't apply online. I got a call on December 1st. So anyway.
Wow.
So with the UPMC plan. Okay, so this is just like for generally speaking, because I can see the differences between a PPO and a HMO.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see the differences, but like generally, what's the difference between the PPO and the HMO?
Okay, I'm going to make this as simple as I can for you, Mary. And by the way, if you came to that presentation, it was at the Washington Area Senior Center, that was me. But if not, if you went to another presentation, no big deal. But...
Oh, yeah, it was at the Wellness Center, Wellness Center.
No, it wasn't me. Okay, so...
No.
but glad that you're getting the education, but I will say, an HMO has a more relegated network. So you're going to have to basically abide by a regionalized network, although when you travel, regardless of HMO, PPO, if you have an emergency, you will be covered. So, if you're, I travel 1 week a year, 2 weeks a year, and then largely I'm staying home. Either way, you could really, there's benefits available in each side. So, both are on the table for you. With an HMO, when you agree to abide by a regionalized network a little bit more, you're going to get more comprehensive benefits at lower price points. So, they're going to give you more because you're willing to work inside their network. With a PPO, you're going to have a lot less network restrictions, so you'll be able to use your coverage a little bit more freely, although when you're outside of network, you're probably going to have a little bit higher cost to use your benefits, but you'll be able to use them. The caveat being you're likely to pay a little bit more in premium, although not always, but you're likely to pay a little bit more in premium, but you'll also get a little bit less in benefits as well. So they're going to give you the freedom, a little less benefit. With a HMO, you're going to have a bit more network restriction, but more full benefits, if you will. So if you want that, if you want that comparison made out for you, especially with you being in your initial enrollment period, I would also say you want to have all plan options on the table for you. So UPMC obviously is one of them, but there are, you have a provisions and rights inside of your initial enrollment period, which you and your husband are now in, that you may never get to enjoy again. So we want to make sure you're onboarding onto Medicare the most correct and the most full manner possible. So if you would like our services in guiding you through that, again, we do make it simple. So you could just call us at 888-818-6334.
Okay, yeah, and I have a card because I did see, I did talk to someone just briefly at the, it was a senior expo at Washington Crown Center.
Yep, we were there.
Yeah, yeah, and so I do have information for your company.
Give us a call.
You know, so
we'd be elated to help you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's get another one here. Busy morning with MediConnect Inside Connection. Here's Dwayne in Beaver, PA. Dwayne, go ahead.
Yes, I don't know if you can answer my question or not. So I've already been to MediConnect, but I haven't retired yet. But so my wife has Alzheimer's. She's 58 years old, and she has qualified for nothing because she wasn't working at the time, so she was turned on for Social Security disability. But I was told if I retire at my full age benefits, she would be able to start collecting on me. I don't know if that's correct or not, or if you can answer that.
Yeah, I'm not a Social Security expert, admittedly. So I have to say that is a precursor here. I would, so if you don't mind me asking this, though, Dwayne, in return, before I give you what I think is my fullest answer I can provide, did your wife apply on her own, or did she use like a social worker or a law firm to try to apply for disability?
Well, when I called the law firm, Berger and Green, they kind of just threw me away and told me do it on my own.
Interesting. Okay. Again, another partnership opportunity here. We do work with a disability attorney. She's fantastic. Actually has been on our radio show before. We would, I would recommend calling into our company and we can connect you to her. She will again advocate for, can we help or can we not help? But if she can't help, she would be the person who would be able to provide you a more full breakdown as to what your eligibilities would look like based off of your age and your full retirement. You know, when you collect Social Security. So if you don't mind, again, you're in a similar situation to the lady in the last segment. When you call in, Dwayne, to 888-818-6334, ask for, you know, say, hey, I need to get this message to Sean Horn. That's me. I have partnerships in place to help people who need, who have needs outside of Medicare. I will connect you to her so that you can get more full advice.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We got 2 minutes, all yours.
Oh, boy. So
I'll help you.
Well, I'll say this. Okay, so there's a lot going on in Medicare.
You need to call, bottom line.
You need to call. And I'll even say for those folks who are, we're getting a lot of these questions lately when we're doing our seminars, which I'll touch on before I get out of here today one more time. But when it comes to enrolling for the first time, if you have a health savings account, which a lot of employers are offering now, or you can pick them up on your own. If you have a health savings account, you want to be very careful in how you enroll onto Medicare. So in that scenario, Medicare might not be the best option for you when you turn 65. And if that's the case, we don't want you enrolling. So please, in that scenario with a health savings account, I'm getting onto Medicare for the first time and I have group coverage, I'm not sure what to do. You folks who fall into those little special circumstances in your own particular planning, you really need help to make sure that you're not just enrolling on a Medicare. And here's why I make this point so clear. I come across a conversation with a financial advisor who we are now working with to help guide their clients through the Medicare maze and puzzle that exists. He tells all his people to enroll Medicare 65, and I told him, stop doing that. Tell your people to call us. We don't want you to get on a Medicare too soon.
All right, Margo's in the booth getting ready to anchor that 10 o'clock news. Then we'll be back, the guys from True Value, but they're there till noon today. Set up an appointment, never a charge for their services, 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. You too.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.